Hey, Trey Kennard, you are the 2010 250 motocross champion. Congratulations. It's really cool, huh?
Yeah, I'm just the best. That's all there is to it. I mean, I wake up in the morning, I pee excellence. No, Ricky Bobby. No, I'm like ecstatic right now. I mean, just unreal experience. I mean, I wish everyone could experience that. It's unbelievable. Just to cross the finish line and know, and see that you know, the years that have been poured into this were worthwhile.
Right, in the history books, forever now. Trey Kennard, first moto, you're behind him, Purcell, stalking him. You make the pass, tip over. What goes through your mind?
Oh man, I wanted to get around him because Rattray and Wilson were wheeling today. Yeah. So I just saw him going and getting further and further away. So I was kind of trying everything. I was kind of being desperate, but he kept closing me out when I'd almost get him. So I wanted to make sure and get it done, and I wasn't quite sure he was, and I kind of pinned it, got a wheel spin, and like caught traction and like almost looped out, and then ran into some hay bales. And at that point I was like, well, it's been a good run. But
I mean, you're in the racing moment, but did the thought of the championship going bye-bye
for
right
sure.
there?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I thought it was done at that point when I had to start my bike, and usually that's time consuming. I got stuck on the sand mound and
pulled a wheelie
yeah. And yeah, but a lap went by, and you know, I thought to myself, you know, just don't give up, just go.
WWTD, what would Timmy do?
Probably eat a what are those things from Olive Garden? Black tie mousse cake.
Oh yeah. But so okay, so you're in sixth or whatever it was, and you see him on the side of the track, or did you see him on the side of the track?
I did. I saw
Turn. You're like,
I know my interviews aren't the greatest, but sorry. Yeah.
It's been an emotional day, okay? I saw the yellow flag, and I was like, okay, be cautious. Who's down? And I saw red plates and saw a monster guy kind of sitting on the ground. And at that point, I was like, And then everyone started cheering when I was going around the track. And And then I was like, holy cow, this is really happening.
Yeah.
And I kind of rode like dirt the rest of the moto, but Cole Seeley got a podium.
I know.
Did you see that?
I feel really bad because in my Twitter, I was breaking down the points and what was going to happen in the moto, and I'm like, well, Seeley ain't going to stay there, so let's get him out of the point, and I'm an idiot. Yeah. So, yeah. Well, cool, man. Big points gap, 38 down or something, or 36 down. 50-something.
I think it's 57.
Wygant told me. What I get for listening to him. And what a great season. I mean, just really, huh?
It's honestly just been a great year. I mean Supercross had its rocky moments, but still won some races, and the 450 experience was unreal. And I mean, the start to this series was kind of terrible. I mean, I was not too happy, but
what
your boy Timmy Ferry came in and pulled a fast one.
I mean, without grandstanding here, what was the difference? I mean, was he the big difference? Was he the difference?
At the end of the day, it's me.
Yeah.
And yes, he was the difference because he helped me see that. And
what do you mean as far as like your other trainers, your other people around you? He got you to kind of think about what you need to do on the track. Is that what you're?
Well, I mean, there's just a handful of things. I mean, it was. I mean, basically, I just realized that I was good.
Right. Right.
Thank you.
You were listening to everybody.
I was right. At the time, at the beginning of the series, I had too many things in my ear, and too many opinions and too much advice, and and having Timmy been there and done that. I mean, you know Timmy Ferry.
Oh, I know.
Bud's Creek. I almost said Red Bud.
Yeah. Well, we did go to Red Bud too.
Supercross.
But so he just got you to be more confident in yourself.
Pretty much. Yeah. I mean, yeah, and I think I got more physically fit, and I think my riding got better. So basically just having a belief in him, and that helped me get belief in myself. So he was huge.
Well, cool, man. Right on. And when are we going to Bercy?
I don't know when it is, but I'm going.
Oh, you're coming.
You're going to my 9800.
I'm wondering. Yeah.
Yeah.
Am I going in?
Yeah, you're coming. I mean, sweet. I'm kind of on the square on that one, but.
Okay, man, great season. I think everybody's going to remember this as just a monumental comeback, and too bad for Purcell, but.
I feel bad for the guy. I'm just because I've been in that position the last 2 years, yeah. And it's one of the worst. Right. I mean, you kind of just want to crawl in a hole, but I'm trying to be happy because that was awesome.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.